From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. A top Islamic State official has been killed in a drone strike. The U.S. military says the Islamic State hacker and recruiter who was high on the U.S. target list was killed in an airstrike in Syria. From the Pentagon, VOA's Carla Babb has details.
Islamic State operative and British national Junaid Hussein was killed August 24th in Raqqa, Syria, according to U.S. Central Command spokesman Colonel Pat Ryder.
This individual is very dangerous. He had significant technical skills, and he had expressed a strong desire to kill Americans and recruit others to kill Americans.
Ryder says Hussein was involved in actively recruiting Islamic State sympathizers in the West, including in the United States. The spokesman says Hussein hoped to convince Westerners to carry out lone wolf-style attacks. The military said Hussein was also responsible for recently releasing personally identifying information of approximately 1,300 U.S. military and government employees. Carla Babb, VOA News, The Pentagon.
Former President George W. Bush visited New Orleans, Louisiana, Friday as the city marked 10 years since Hurricane Katrina. Mr. Bush addressed a large crowd at Warren Easton Charter High School, the same school he visited on the first anniversary of the catastrophic storm. He praised New Orleans's resilience and return from the storm 10 years ago.
The number of refugees.
Mr. Bush and his administration were roundly criticized in the days after Hurricane Katrina broke through protective levees and flooded the city, killing 1,800 people and destroying 100,000 homes. For more on these stories, please log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. UN Chief Ban Ki-moon says he is horrified and heartbroken to hear that the bodies of 71 migrants were found in a truck on a highway in Austria near the Hungarian border. Many of the victims were Syrians, and they included children who were looking to escape war, terrorism, and hopelessness in their home country for a better life in Europe. Mr. Ban condemned human traffickers and people smugglers who have abandoned migrants at sea, leaving them to drown. He called the Mediterranean a death trap. The UN Refugee Agency is calling on all governments to respond compassionately to the waves of migrants. Melissa Fleming is the UN High Commissioner for Refugees spokeswoman.
The number of refugees and migrants in the Mediterranean this year has now exceeded 300,000. That includes 200,000 people landing in Greece and 110,000 in Italy.
At the White House, spokesman Josh Earnest said the Obama administration deplores the loss of life and is urging European governments to prepare for and provide for the migrants. President Barack Obama told American Jewish leaders that the P5+1 nuclear agreement with Iran is the best way to prevent Tehran from getting nuclear weapons. Speaking in a live webcast Friday, the president pushed back against the notion that the United States is seeking to enhance security cooperation with Israel as a way to compensate it for potential dangers of the Iran deal.
Nothing in this agreement prevents us from continuing to push back forcefully against terrorist activity, support for terrorist proxies in the region, destabilizing activities in the region.
The webcast was organized by two major Jewish organizations that have held similar events with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and U.S. Energy Secretary Ernest Moniz, one of the negotiators of the accord. Key stock indexes were little changed at Friday's close following a week of wild price swings on global markets. The S&P 500 and the Nasdaq rose about 0.1%. The Dow dropped about the same amount. Major European stock indices were also closed at major, or were mixed at the close, that is. Major Asian markets rose slightly. And the National Zoo in Washington announced Friday that the surviving cub born to resident pandas Mei Xiang and Tian Tian last week is a male. Mei Xiang had given birth to fraternal twins last Saturday, but the smaller cub, also a male fathered by Tian Tian, died Wednesday at the zoo. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.